JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, the Jamaica Fire Brigade helping victims of fire. And later, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment and an earthquake tip. Let's go Roundabout JA. On May 26, 2015, Rochelle McCalla and her three children lost their home to a fire that gutted everything they had. The family was taken in by neighbors, but it was still hard having to rebuild everything from scratch. Today, they have a new ray of hope. The Jamaica Fire Brigade, JFB, has provided much-needed help to get the family back on track. Items including a bed, bed linen, pillows, food items, cash and gift vouchers, and of course, two fire extinguishers have been given to the family to make a new start. JFB Public Relations Officer Emilio Banks says a committee was set up to select benefactors, and Ms. McCalla was chosen because of her unique situation.
We had a list of persons and we interviewed some individuals. We looked at the different situations. And when we came across Rochelle's situation, from the committee that we put together, the committee decided that we're going to choose Rochelle because of the uniqueness of Rochelle's situation, the children involved. And if you look at the age of the children that she has and being a single parent, we decided that we're going to be making some effort to try and assist. So we decided we'd try to get some help, we'd try to get some sponsorship, pull some things together.
Assistant Commissioner in charge of fire prevention at the JFB, Sean Martin, says starting this year, the country will see the brigade going beyond the traditional call of duty and will offer more charity to families affected by fire. Mr. Martin says the assistance to the family, which includes fire prevention training, is the first step towards providing additional help for victims of fire across the island. He explains that this type of aid is part of a bigger initiative to be undertaken in an effort to help fire victims get back on their feet. The plan, he says, is to have liaison personnel in every fire department who will provide victims with information including how to replace important documents and point them to agencies where they can receive relief assistance, such as food for the poor. And the firefighters will also lend a hand in the form of labor to get the physical structures back up. All hands on deck.
Some of the cases we come across at Sesoka are extremely disturbing. One of the most troubling was the brutal rape of a 13-year-old. The only evidence we had was a stain on our school uniform, so we sent it to the Ministry of National Security Forensics.
After conducting a thorough analysis, we were able to find a DNA match in our database.
I am Enid Ross Stewart from Sesoka, and together we are working to keep our country safe.
The Ministry of National Security. One nation, one mission.
Each Vision 2030 National Development Goal contains a set of outcomes to focus efforts on education, health, security, governance, economic development, the environment, and overall well-being. These are linked to results indicators, so we know how well we are progressing. View the progress at vision2030.gov.jm and click on the dashboard of indicators. Time now for a glimpse of Jamaica.
I have penitentiary, I have some atrocities. And them time you get come to, you have to buy rice and them thing that I say shill a pound and all them way because when the rice come from foreign or when sometimes you get the pigs they come from foreign and baggage step on them, but you have to eat it.
Yes.
And you have to call it off. Then you know I'm not free, you put up your meat while crank.
January is recognized as Earthquake Awareness Month under the theme Earthquake Safety. Don't be scared, be prepared. And that's our first tip for the month. Practice earthquake drills often, so that in the event of an earthquake, your mind will go into autopilot and you will do exactly as you have practiced. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us again tomorrow as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. On behalf of studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.